very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with
us. 9 years.
Hmm?
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several would be about nine.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said... No, I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said nine.
Yes. Nine. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yeah.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also...
I'm just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little little nappy poo? Just might snap you right out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me. You're upsetting me.
I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right.
Fine. Don't say... You know,
what?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there. And
I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Wish you welcome, Joan Embry.
You like Peter Paul and Mary? Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon, lift high the sea.
Great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really... to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Well, Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Farker?
No. No. What? No. Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, Greg?
No. Yes. No.
And here's where we would say, The Don and Mike Show.
Zero tolerance for stupidity. The Don and Mike
Show.
Right,
and here we are. Welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK every weekday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m. And, hey, all digital today. Yeah. Anyway, I'm your host, Joe Ardinger, and let's get right into it while we figure out some faders and buttons in here today. Don and Mike, answer some faxes. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
I have a couple of faxes I want to share with you. First, a fax from the general manager of our radio station in Portland, Oregon, the big Portland, KGUY.
Is that JJ?
JJ.
JJ.
JJ McKay. And she writes, she wants us to know that she's promoting the show in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
That she says, right now I'm spending $10,000 a month in cool lit billboards promoting you guys in Portland.
Oh, send us a picture. I love to see those.
So I'd like to get a call from somebody in Portland telling us if these things are really up.
Mm-hmm.
Says they are giant billboards with Don and Mike and an alien and also as devils with fire in the background.
Wow.
So who knows?
I'd like to see pictures of those.
Who knows what the hell she's doing? So if anybody listening to us lives in Portland, Oregon, and you've seen these billboards, please call and tell us.
Hey, she's doing something. That's
and
all
then
that matters.
She passes along a couple of notes about things that are happening in the market.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, hope you had a fabulous holiday. I am sorry that I missed your recent on-air critique of my liners. I do have more ideas, but first let me give you a couple of updates regarding your show and my station.
This is somebody really, JJ, who gets the joke. I mean, she's not fazed when we gave her a hard time about her liners. She comes right back. She really understands the show.
Mm-hmm. Number one, you guys should know that the lame-ass sports station in Portland is trying to be like you guys, Don and Mike.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The local hosts suck to begin with, and now they are trying to do the Don and Mike format with those garbage caller questions that get the phones ringing. I remember when you guys did a bit on the air recently about some idiot consultant who would provide these radio ticklers to their talents. I almost drove off the road when I heard this one local guy talking about Ken Griffey Jr., then asked callers to call in to respond to the question, what are the 25 things a woman wants from a man? I could not believe it. Of course, he said that the children had better get in the back of the car because this was going to be pretty edgy.
Ooh, yeah.
This is probably the worst radio I have ever heard. But quite the compliment to you guys, Don and Mike.
Thank you, JJ.
Number two, a great story about selling your show. As I've mentioned before, when I sell your show, I just tell potential advertisers just to listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
However, that advice backfired a few weeks ago. The day before going into a small auto dealership on the outskirts of town, I emphatically told them to listen to Don and Mike. On my way to the sales call, listening to you guys, Don started to go off, wanting to eat Leah Remini's saying that her probably had a cinnamon taste to it.
Oh, my God.
As I got to the dealership, I spoke a secret prayer that the radio was not working. But lo and behold, I walk into the dealership, the radio blaring, and Don still spouting off about lusting after Leah's
Oh, God.
The ladies in the office were white with shock.
Oh, no.
Then I had the pleasure of enduring a screaming general manager asking me how I could think that eating was good radio.
Oh, my God.
I was quiet for a moment and responded, Don was just having a Leah moment. I explained that Don and Mike lose all sanity regarding Leah Remini, and I was quite sure that there was no other that Don would want to eat.
Oh, that's not true, though.
Anyway, in the spirit of that moment, here are some more liners. And then, you know, she will not give up.
She wants us to do the liners.
She continues to write this crappy material.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna read. They're liners about Leah Remini's and about
she seems to be very obsessed with that segment.
And about picking Leah Remini's
for
no,
teeth. No,
we're not
doing that. No, please.
We are not doing that.
As I, you know, and she should understand more than most, it was a moment. It was one of those moments, you know, in the heat of a Leah discussion.
Right. Oh, here's a guy calling us from Portland now. Greg.
Yes.
Hi, Greg. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, those electronic billboards that you were talking about in Portland, they've actually created quite a stir with some communities because they are so bright.
Oh, are they really? What are they, like neon or something?
It's an electronic billboard. They are lit up.
Do they move? I mean, is there movement?
There are constant messages coming round the clock, and it's that's how I actually got turned on to you guys.
You know, in that case, I wouldn't mind somebody sending us a videotape of them.
Can you tell us what they look like?
They're a standard-looking billboard, except that it's electronic lit up. It's electronic messages.
Wonderful description.
Okay, I have no idea.
Thanks so much for painting that picture for us.
It's like listening to Dennis Murphy paint a picture.
If you're at the movie theater, it's an actual screen. It's a flashing billboard.
Let me try to crystallize it for you.
This guy's not doing a good job explaining
this. What is on the billboard?
It's a message.
Specifically.
The radio insignia 1010 K-Guy.
Now right? Now we're into an area that's difficult.
It had a picture of Don and Mike. And it said, that's how I turned on the station, and I started listening to you guys.
Excellent.
Well, listen.
That was about a month ago.
Someone, I'm sure, will send us a picture so we can understand. I guess
right. The
message was received, though, is if this guy saw the billboard, turn the station on, mm-hmm. and digs the show now.
And they're in good spots? The billboards are in good, well-traveled locations?
High traffic areas, stoplights, and it's actually caused a lot of controversy because they are so bright, and the neighborhoods, it's pissing off the people that live there.
Oh,
I know
good.
One billboard has been shot out.
Mm. Really? Oh, well, perhaps someone doesn't care for the show.
Oh, that's nasty.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Why are you hanging me?
All right, well, there's some instant feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something else from the fax machine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm not going to give out the name.
Okay.
I want to tell you what this letter says. Dear Don and Mike, this happened yesterday at work. My husband works in an office. Okay, let me... it'd be easier just to explain it than you to read this long rambling letter.
Okay.
Apparently, there's an office in the Northern Virginia area, a communications office. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but it's a famous communications office. Hmm. It's not like the FCC. It's a communications business. And apparently, there's a marriage inside the building that has gone sour.
Okay.
Someone's marriage has fallen apart.
Uh-huh.
And the husband...
And they both work in the building?
I don't know if they both... The husband works in the building, at least. The husband had little flyers printed with his wife's name on the top and pictures of them together. As you can see, here's their picture, the wedding picture, and a picture of them like on the beach.
Okay.
And here's what this guy wrote. It has the woman's name. I'm not going to say her name. For the purposes of this show, it will be Jane Doe. But it says very big on the top of this page, Jane Doe is extremely pleasant and has a beautiful smile. She was married on June 13th, 1998. And then it has the wedding picture and a picture on vacation. Then below it, it says, since that day, she has been dishonest and unfaithful. And then it has a bunch of bullet points. For instance, having an affair with men outside of marriage, adultery. Verdict? Guilty.
God.
Numerous counts.
Wow. Man.
Having an abortion after becoming pregnant by another man. Verdict? Guilty.
This guy's got some issues here.
Wow. Passing on a sexually transmitted disease to her husband. Verdict? Guilty?
Oh my God. One count.
Do you know what kind of person you are working with? Looks can be deceiving.
So this is obviously the woman who's working in this office, and the husband just brought these flyers into the the office.
Right. And
oh my
and apparently
God, man.
Not only distributed them through the office, but also put them on everybody's windshield in the parking lot.
Oh my God, that's an angry man.
Do you believe that?
That is an angry, angry man.
Well, Jesus Christ.
That is truly, you know, I don't know if that's the best move on the guy's part. You know, if he's looking to get this thing settled.
That'll bite him.
Hold on. Hey, Brian?
Hey guys, what's up?
Or as it says on my screen, Brain.
Well, I've been called worse, I guess.
Are you looking?
I'm staring at the flyer right now. I work in that office.
All right, now hold on, Brian.
Don't say the woman's name or the office.
Yeah, don't mention
where you are.
I
won't say it.
Okay, good.
But I was.
Hold on, let me make sure you're
working in my office.
Hold on, Brian. Let me verify. Describe the two pictures to me, please.
Well, one of them's got a guy and this girl, I guess, leaning over his back on a chair, and another one looks like the guy and the girl getting into a limousine at a wedding.
That's the one.
This is absolutely
good.
On the level.
And keep it generic, please. Okay.
Absolutely.
Very
well, she doesn't work in my. There's many offices in this building, but I was absolutely floored. I was thinking to myself, "Damn, that's cold."
Man,
that is super cold.
I couldn't imagine it. But
so when you came out of your office, was this on your windshield or was this
It was underneath the wipers on everybody's car in the parking lot.
Hmm. Oh boy! So that is her husband, I guess.
Who
came and you say you don't know this woman?
No, she probably worked in one of the other offices in the building. I've never actually seen her before.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
It's a pretty big building.
Is that the wildest thing you've ever heard of?
Oh, my God.
That's an angry breakup right there.
It sounds like one of those things that you'd hear about on like an urban legend or something.
I'll tell you right now, the parting is not going to be amicable, that's for sure.
No.
Jesus Christ.
That's truly amazing.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, my friend. That's why, you know, I had wondered if that was a goof or not, but that guy described both of the pictures in this flyer perfectly.
Who sent you the facts? Is it a guy that sent you the facts?
Don and Mike, this happened yesterday at work. Her husband handed and put these on every car.
Okay, so it's a neutral party.
I thought it was something you would get a kick out of, as I did. Love your show, the company is, and then they leave some details in that I'm not going to pass along.
You know, it's funny because my mind wanders like that, you know, when he's saying her husband, and then maybe it's the husband sending us the facts as well. You know, if it wasn't good enough to get that kind of exposure.
Try to get it on the radio.
That's some pretty nasty stuff.
Wow.
I don't know how that, you know, how is that going to hold up like when they go to divorce court? I mean, is that going to be something
where if she, you know,
if all the things are true.
If she gave him... like the VD or something, I guess. Well, how do you prove who you got VD from?
Yeah, and also, you know, it's not like this is a public figure that we're talking about here.
So, and if she had an affair with a man outside of marriage, and he writes here, guilty numerous counts, He would have had to have hired an investigator to have some proof about that, right? I mean, yeah, if it's going to hold up in court.
Or it was just his theory, and he will have to hire an investigator.
Or what about the having an abortion after becoming pregnant by another man?
You know, I'll tell you right now that no matter how you slice it, that what he did, I hope he got a tremendous amount of satisfaction out of it, because I believe it's going to cost him a rather significant amount of money.
That's pretty vindictive, man.
That's pretty nasty.
I mean, I was involved. My first marriage did not end peacefully, and I know that yours didn't either, but for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? I know lots of people who have had serious marriage problems, but never anything like this.
Best thing to do, and I think you speak from experience too, right? I mean, you kind of just deal with the failure and move on.
Right.
That's really, I mean, I that would be my advice for anybody in that situation.
I still draw great pleasure out of knowing the fact that my wife, Dawn, my first wife, who I was married to for 6 months, is working in a sewage treatment plant.
That's right.
I get a great amount of joy virtually every time I think about it.
And I will tell you that I am always insanely jealous that you have the liberty to say that about your ex-wife, a liberty that I do not to this day, that I am not able to share the statute of limitations with that. I can't talk about my
situation.
How
long does that run for?
That's part of the deal. That's
forever?
Yeah,
forever.
That's just a part of the
deal. Oh, right, because when you were married to her, we had this radio show, so she knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She knew that there was the potential.
Yes, of course.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Had a very good lawyer.
Yeah.
A very good lawyer.
No such deal with Dawn.
Yeah.
Happy sewage treatment plant. That's what I say. Hello, here's Ken in Richmond, Virginia. Ken.
Hey, yeah, this guy I work with, he had his flyers all passed out. They passed them out in all the parking lots of all the theaters that we work at. Had his picture on the top, and it said, "Beware, please post in all break rooms. Be careful for your daughters. Be careful for your wives. Be careful for this." Put his home phone number, his email phone number, his pager number, his cell phone number, his home address, everything on it, and the description of the car he drove, and everything. And
said, for who? Who did he put this information out on?
Some girl who got pissed off because he went out with some other girl.
If you could calm down and maybe, like, say he or she. I have no idea what you're talking about. I really don't.
He got all this information about himself passed out by this girl who he burnt. And did something.
Oh, a girl that he broke up with. So what she did is she put his phone number and his email and all that stuff.
Everything.
I see where I was confused, where you said he got all this information passed out about himself.
Well, no, they took all his information.
No, she passed.
She did.
Right. She passed information about him. Okay, gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Jeez.
You know, do you get the impression that maybe the little warning signs of these things happen? I never used to hear about this kind of
thing. I've never heard of this.
This is society.
And frankly, I want to tell you something about this flyer here, about this woman. This is professionally done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not looking at some guy who's got, a program on his home computer.
Right.
We're looking at a guy who actually, like, went to an art agency, and had these beautifully printed up. I mean, look at that. Look at that quality work,
See, I didn't
Mike.
See the whole thing. I didn't see it. Let me
take a look at it. That's very professionally done.
Oh.
I mean, look at the different fonts.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's a guy who really put a lot of time into that.
Numerous counts.
That's not like some guy who's just written down stuff on a piece of paper and run it through a Xerox machine.
Oh, man.
That work gave him great satisfaction, I'm sure.
I wonder if those are color photos.
This is pretty amazing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Dan.
Yeah, I was at a wedding once, and when everyone got into the parking lot after the wedding, they were greeted by an ex-boyfriend's... They had put flyers of saying that the bride had an abortion, and they had pictures of...
I didn't know that
apparently this has been going on.
Yeah, people are pretty vindictive out there.
I guess all you hear about on the news is when some guy, caps his boss or something
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Buzz, K-Pasta.
Hey.
You know, you're talking about revenge seekers. It was Fast Times at Ridgemont High where it all started, when Jennifer Jason Leigh...
I think it started actually before then, so you're giving that movie a little too much credit.
Yeah,
you can't give that movie too much credit.
It was a heck of a move, though, on her part. I remember that. That was Damone that she did that to.
Yeah, Damone.
Right. He had to put, like, a piece of cardboard, tape it to the side of his car when he drove to school, and then he got to his locker there. It was on his locker, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, do those flyers say Mrs. Charlie Stossel on them?
Absolutely not.
No, that is not the woman in question.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to tell you about those billboards out in Portland.
Yeah.
They're like the big billboards like at Fenway Park where they switch and they have like 8 or 10 different messages on them.
Okay, I understand what you're talking about.
So it's not like it's just one constant billboard that has 20 different Don and Mike stuff.
So she bought space on one of those moving billboards.
Oh, I got you.
Right,
they kind of go like that.
Right, they're like blinds, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Exactly.
I know exactly. All right, thank you, sir.
Sure, no problem.
All right, that's
isn't it amazing how simple it is to explain something?
Yeah. Somebody crystallized it for us.
Absolutely.
We get it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
I got a revenge story Don and Mike would love.
Well, you're talking to us now.
Oh, you're on the air now?
No.
When I was in the military.
No, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Glad to be done. Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I have a great revenge story. It was in the city paper. There was a guy, he was getting married to this girl, and he had a feeling that she was cheating on him, so he had a private investigator follow her around. And what happened was they went through the whole thing, went through the ceremony, they're sitting at the reception, and the groom gets up, and he says, you know, I just want to thank the parents, everybody's parents involved, thank everybody for coming, you know, all their friends and everything are there. So he says, I have a little surprise for you. Everybody here has a packet underneath their chair.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is this true?
Oh, I swear to God, it was in the city paper. And
oh, the city paper.
Because yeah, smell, once again, I'm smelling urban legend here,
right,
you know, a little
too bit.
I swear to God, this is true.
I know you get the impression we're going to get 8 calls after this. So that's, I heard that, and somewhere else.
All right, well, let's just hear it to the end.
Yeah, let's do it.
There was a packet under everyone's chair, and
a packet under everyone's chair, and they open it up, and it's a picture of the bride having sex with the best man. And it's under everybody's chair, and he just wants this. He turned around, and he said to the bride, he goes, F you. He said, thank you to your parents, and have a good day, and he left.
Oh, all right, man. That one I don't believe.
I don't believe that, because if you were going to do that, you know, if you're a smart guy, you're going to do it at the rehearsal dinner.
Hello.
You know.
Hello, who's this, Cam?
Yeah, howdy.
Cam, where are you calling from?
Western Illinois over here.
Right on, okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you. Well, we had a case here in Central Illinois, a woman getting a divorce, took a whole bunch of photos of her husband, dropped them in a packet of about 100 apiece around the square of a small town, his county seat. They all showed her husband standing there naked. He was running for judge at the time.
Oh, God. Revenge stories. My God, who knew? We tapped into something rather significant. You know, it's my opinion, though, seriously. I mean, if you're talking seriously about this issue, that if she gave you a sexually transmitted disease and she did all this stuff to you, the best thing to do, really, is to just, I mean, distance. Put her in the rearview mirror. Because now, I guarantee you, if he wanted to get rid of her and maybe make that his last stab, he's going to be dealing with her a lot longer because of what he did, you know, because of all the flyers that he sent out. Right. He'll probably be dealing with her in a court of law.
I have a prize for him, though, if he'll call the show today. I really do. I would give him a trip down to Tampa Bay to see the Redskins this weekend if this guy called the show today.
If John Doe calls in?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have to make sure that it was really John Doe.
And I'm sure that would be our job because John Doe would probably be very eager to mention as many names as he could.
Yeah, right. I don't know how we would possibly ever prove that. I guess John Doe would have to come down and show us that he's the guy in the wedding picture.
Absolutely, and bring one of the original flyers.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm not John Doe, but I've got one of these things that's it's a lot more high-tech and low-tech at the same time. It's a woman who didn't really get revenge but made a guy look like an idiot through a global email. This woman was at the Air Force Academy and had broken up with her boyfriend, and the boyfriend's best friend sent her an email using some very, very cheesy language to try to woo her. And she then sent it to everybody that she knew at the Air Force Academy, who then sent it to everybody else.
Yeah, when you get that high-tech nerd stuff going on.
But by the time my wife got it, my wife is in the Air Force and is serving in Korea right now, this thing had gone totally global. I mean, my wife has no connections to the Air Force Academy whatsoever.
Thank you. Well, all that stuff we heard.
I'm talking about freedom. That guy's wife's over in Korea.
I don't think anything. Yeah, baby.
Man.
Party time. I don't think anything tops this. I can't imagine.
I've never seen anything like that.
I cannot imagine coming out of the office and seeing this plastered on 300 cars in a parking. Wow.
That gentleman, and he has some issues.
Oh, we have to do a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The
Hideout. Weeknights at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Go to WJFK.com for the Bank of America Hometown Happenings Community Calendar of Events. Check out what's on the schedule for Washington, D.C. all week. Bank of America. Higher standards.
I have a big idea for Geico. Really big.
Geico Auto Insurance, this is Jim. Can I help you?
You sure can, Jim. I have an idea that I want to kick around with you.
Yes, sir.
I saw an ad that says that 97% of Geico's customers say your claim service is fast and fair.
That's true. 97% do say our claim service is fast and fair.
Right, fast and fair. That just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it?
I guess it does.
Darn right it does. Now imagine if you took that fast, fair sound and really turbocharged it.
Turbocharged it?
All right, here's the idea, Jim. You ready? Geico Claim Service, fast, fair, and funnelicious. See? What do you think of that?
No, sir, we can't use funnelicious. It's not a real word.
Not a real word. Jim, you don't work in the advertising department, do you?
97% of Geico's customers say our claim service is fast and fair. How would you rate your car insurance company? Call 1-800-947-AUTO. That's 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Covad Broadband Service Rep Arne Lewick on music. On fashion. On art.
Love that guy.
And on business class DSL.
Oh, the key to business broadband is the same as any business decision. You want the best product at the best price. At Covad, we have broadband that's built for business, unlike the local phone company, which specializes in residential plans, and we have it for less, hundreds of dollars a year less. And that's for broadband from us, the business broadband experts. Now, don't even get me started on Covad's selection of broadband services, fixed IP addresses for firewalls, for web and email hosting. Well, the list just goes on and
Arne
on.
Arne Lewick on politics. Business Broadband DSL. Covad knows it like nobody else. To get business broadband with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, call 1-877-COVAD-78 or covad.com. That's 1-877-COVAD-78 or covad.com. Not available in all areas. Saving based on published rates, March 10th, 2004.
Hon, we've done a great job decorating this living room.
Yeah, but it still needs something.
Like what?
We need the kind of carpet that can make a room like this even more elegant.
This summer, come to Lowe's and let your ideas unfold. Only Lowe's has a huge selection of Mohawk Premier Living Carpet, made from the softest, most durable fibers available. And each one comes with a free 25-year extended warranty.
I mean, how about a soft ivy berber or a beautiful merlot or a deep blue shag?
So you're thinking wall-to-wall carpeting.
How about every room in the house carpeting?
Lowe's will measure, install, even remove your old carpet. And Lowe's has low prices every day, guaranteed. That's our promise.
Every room in the house carpeting.
Yeah, so we could have the soft ivory in the living room and a deep blue shag in the bedroom and a...
Lowe's. Improving home improvement. See store for warranty details.
There's never been a better time to put new carpeting in your home, because now have Lowe's arrange the installation and get the carpet pad absolutely free. It's just another way Lowe's is improving home improvement. Offer ends 7/30/104.
Athens, Greece, folks. Now, if you're a big sports fan like me, this is the place to be. They've got them all. Take fencing. My sword of choice is always the foil over the saber in Epee. You've got to see it. That's why Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels have created the Wake Up a Winner sweepstakes. You can win a trip to the big events in Athens. To enter, visit choicehotels.com, or every time you stay at a Connell Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels this summer, you'll get a game piece with a chance to win hundreds of prizes and discounts off your next stay. Wake up a winner. To book, call 800-4-CHOICE or go to choicehotels.com. Well, I'm off to rhythmic gymnastics, where it always comes down to who nails the tightest ribbon snake. Choice Hotels. We'll see you there.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion runs June 7th through August 29th, 2004. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit choicehotels.com.
I saw these cats on stage the other night, and they was kicking crazy beats like... Then the bass came. Then the DJ.
I'll check it out.
If you're all about music, then Blue from American Express is your kind of card. Get advanced tickets to big concert events like Sting and see card member only performances by artists like Big Boy of Outkast and Counting Crows. And get big savings on CDs. Get your card and find out what shows are coming to town at americanexpress.com/blue for music. Blue from American Express. Made for the music fan.
I'll check it out, y'all.
Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, WCXS 94.5. Fairfax, Virginia, also Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there? The Tom Gavin Show right here. Fairfax, Virginia, it's snowing out there. Guys, watch the road. It is icy out there, guys. Give us a call, 560-55. We're going to have Incredible Johnson's coming on next after these commercials. We're going to be running some PSAs.
Weston, 94.5 WCXS, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah, that's right. WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia. Also, Warner Cable 27. How y'all doing out there, guys? Today is my anniversary on my show today. Give me a call, 560-55-56055.
There's a time and place for everything, for everyone. We can push with all our might, but nothing's going.
Yeah, WCXS 94.5, Fairfax, Virginia.
The Don and Mike Show. Now in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon. I'm your host, Joe Ardinger. And hey, we got to jump right back into it. Wacky story file time. It's the best. The Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
As long as...
Here we go. It's time for the wacky story file.
Very good.
Good. And, you know, I'm not even going to give you the choices. I've selected two stories.
Okay.
They're both equal. You know, nothing great today. I'm sorry. That's just kind of the motto of today's show.
This is time when we were going to... I shouldn't bring it up. This is time when we were going to be playing the feud.
It was going to be Nude Feud, but I always have a backup plan just right in case. So here we go. Woman eats 50,000 Hostess cupcakes.
Fantastic. God love her.
Thank you, have a sweet tooth. There's a woman in Florida.
Billy. Hard to believe.
Who's eaten 50,000 Hostess cupcakes. And she still wants more.
Oh, God love her.
44-year-old Suzanne Rutland admits she's eaten 4 cupcakes a day for the last 42 years without fail. Even on days that she's sick with the stomach flu.
Oh.
When she travels, she takes along a stash of her beloved cupcakes. Despite the daily gorging, she claims she's never had a weight problem and weighs 120 pounds.
That is astounding.
Here we go.
With all those carbohydrates.
Here we go.
You or I or Rob or Buzz ate that, we'd be a million pounds.
That's right. Get ready for some big-time radio fun right now.
Yeah, I'd like to know if she's had any health problems. Yeah, besides, if she's 120 pounds and she's eating that much sugar.
Hello, Suzanne. Oh, she hasn't picked up yet.
Ah, that's cute. All right,
I'll leave a message from
Please
Letterman.
Wait.
I'll leave the message from Dave Letterman.
It's a happy household.
Hey, it's me, Dave. I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show. Earplugs. Oh, man. You know, sometimes I'm just so funny, I crack myself up.
See, she'll get home and believe Dave is called.
Oh, what am I doing? I can't hear that again. I think it's like those automated voicemail things. Okay, next story.
Next story, not the cupcake lady.
No, right.
But just as good.
For crying out loud. Listen up, kids. School teacher has the loudest shout in the world. Shout out! She lives in... Where she live? Like Ireland or something, Robbie? Where
Glasgow.
She live? Glasgow, Scotland.
Ah, right. Glasgow. Yeah, get in my belly. I bet she's dead sexy.
Buzz, any idea what time it might be in Scotland? Should be 5 hours ahead.
You look like a little baby. Get in my belly.
All right, we are calling school teacher. That's the problem with the phone company.
We're going to try again, Glasgow, Scotland. That's where Fat Bastard lives. Chili's baby back ribs.
We are calling Anisilla Anisilla. Anisilla? A-N-N-A-L.
Hello?
I-S-A. Hello. Anisilla? Anisilla?
This is the Don and Mike radio show from the United States.
Hi, all right, it's Annalisa, actually.
Pardon me?
Huh? Annalisa's my name.
Annalisa.
Annalisa.
Annalisa, how are you?
Annalisa, hi. Listen, we're on the radio in America right now.
Right.
And I guess I have an article about you from People Magazine that says that you're the loudest shouter in the world.
That's right, yeah.
The biggest shouter in the world.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to shout often, Annalisa? Is that what you have to do?
No. It's just a one-off competition where you just have to say pick a word. And whenever I picked a word and shouted, and it broke the world record at the time.
And what was that world record?
7 years ago, it used to be 119 decibels. It was actually a guy from America that held it before me.
Could I ask you to shout a word for me, please? Please?
Well, it doesn't really sit. It's really late. You see, and people are in bed.
Are you, like, are there a lot of people in your house right now? Are you married?
There's a couple of people. I'm not married, no, but there's a few.
They're not all in bed with you, like the Three Stooges, right?
Something like that. But to be honest with you, I haven't. The last time I broke it myself was 5 years ago. So it was. I haven't actually broke it recently. It was 5 years ago, but nobody else broke it since. Yeah.
Could you just scream a little for us? I mean, you don't have to do it 100%, just so we can hear how loud you are.
Please. It would really make... You see, on our show right now, we've had a couple of things that have gone wrong today, and it would really make our day if we called the lady who is the loudest crier, and she was able to cry out loud for us, even though it's late at night.
We only called you, honey, because the lady that's eaten 50,000 cupcakes was not at home.
And you'd be very famous in America if you could just do this for us.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Are you going to fly me out?
Well, don't count on that, but we do have a national show that goes into over 50 cities.
Annalisa Ray would be the most wonderful woman in America if you could do that for us. Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I suppose so.
God bless you, Annalisa. Way to go. Now, what are you gonna shout for us?
Well, I suppose I'll shout my normal word, which is the word quiet.
Okay, yes, that would be outstanding.
Very good.
Okay, do you want to count me down or anything?
Yeah, that's a very good idea. We'll count. We'll give you a three count.
A little timpani here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Do you mean I'm gonna shout?
What, honey?
You're okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you're telling somebody that you're going to shout.
Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live from Scotland, from page 108 of People Magazine, the world's loudest shouter.
She wants a three count.
One, two, two and a half, two and three quarters, three.
Yeah.
Was that all right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the way things are going today.
I think I've had better.
Yeah.
But thank you for your time, though.
God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful life in Scotland.
Hey, give
it's
Ireland.
Actually Northern Ireland.
Give oh, Ireland. Northern Ireland.
Oh. Right, give Ireland
Northern
back.
Northern Ireland.
Give it back to the Irish. Give Ireland back to the Irish.
Okay.
Mary had a little lamb. Her fleece was white as snow.
And everywhere that Mary went,
her lamb was sure to go.
That's right.
Thank you. And Lucky Charms are magically delicious.
Okay.
Top of the evening to you.
You too.
Thank
all
you.
All the best.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye, honey. All right, well.
That's Irish. I should have known that. The way she ends everything with a question.
Well, when it said Glasgow, yes. I thought Scotland. Right. I didn't know that there was such a thing as Glasgow, Ireland.
There must be. Must be Glasgow, Northern Ireland. I'll scream, but I got people here with me, and they'll wake up, and I don't want them to wake up. So do you want me to scream? I guess I could.
Yeah.
Why not? And then we waited for it, and we put a timpani on, and then we gave a three count, and the scream was,
It was nothing.
Damn it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Really?
How you like the show so far, Anchorage, huh? What do you think of this show today, Anchorage, huh?
It's very disappointing.
That we get canceled in Anchorage overnight tonight. We'll be on and off in Anchorage one day. It'll be a new world speed record.
I keep looking up at that every time.
At the feud?
At the feud, yes.
The feud box.
The feud box, oh dear. Yeah. Oh, no.
You had to point it out.
I know I did.
This box?
This box right there, yes. The family feud in there.
This box that should have accounted for... Mm-hmm. At least two breaks of yes. Wholesome nude fun on this show today.
Yes, hilarity, tomfoolery, and hijinks. He's opened the box now.
This box right here, Mike?
Yes, oh. This box right there.
I can't hear anything in my headphones. Oh, there you go.
You knocked your headphones off.
Got it. This one that has the Survey Says board.
Oh, look at that, the real board.
Beautiful.
This one that comes with the actual one-strike, two-strike, three-strike indicator.
The Family Feud.
Cool.
What are you doing?
My matches.
Oh, he's going to light a fire.
He's going to be a fire.
He's going to light a fire. He is going to burn the Family Feud.
Bet your ass I am.
He's going to burn the Family
Feud. What, Charlie? Feud.
What? No fires in the studio.
What if I just set one? But I'm just an arsonist.
He's taking Charlie's taking.
Well, now, wait a minute. Away.
He's taking the fuel.
Oh, too bad. Too bad. No, I'm upset. I'm upset. I'm just setting the money on fire.
He's blowing
just
it out.
See the money. All right, I'm just going to set the strike board on fire.
Strike board on fire.
Oh, you knock it out.
Charlie, did you get a directive from the management that we can't light any more fires
no
in
more
here?
Fires.
No more fires. Why can't we light fires?
What other way?
Expensive.
How is it too expensive? We've not burned anything down.
Not yet.
I just want to... All right. All right. Hold on here. No, take the matches. Let me have the game then. I am unarmed.
He's going to figure out another way to do it.
I am unarmed. I will not burn it. I swear.
That means nothing to me either.
On my son's life. Come on.
Wow.
Thank you. I will not burn it. But I will.
Smash the hell out of it.
Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Garbage.
All right.
And now the room is surrounded with funny money.
Look at that. It floats all up. Lighter there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's slipping my special lighter. Look.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Mara's Bar and Restaurant.
Yeah, see where it is?
Where is it, Ireland?
Yes.
Good, thanks, Mike.
In Killarney.
Remember, you swore.
Oh, you're right.
That's
okay,
right.
There you go.
Okay.
Blew it right
there
out.
You go. Hey. Forgot.
You like my lighter?
Yeah, nice lighter, Mike.
Have I given you one yet?
You have not, from Omera's Bar and Restaurant in...
Killarney,
Ireland.
Killarney, Ireland. That's yours to keep.
Can I give this as a souvenir?
You most definitely can.
Thank you.
Keep it as my gift.
Thank you very much.
I'll send you a box.
Okay.
Yeah, there were 14 of them in this bar I went into, and I asked for all of them.
Cool.
Yeah, it was very fun.
No, I'm fine. I'm just looking forward to playing the feud today.
I understand you were, and now nobody will be playing that feud.
Nope.
You won't be coming back no more.
It's ruined.
That's a line from The Godfather.
It's over. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello there. Listen, my name is Libby, and I can do the perfect, if you remember, Cheech and Chong, the nun who used to do the class.
You know something? This is a good call. And now, wait a minute. Before you start, this is a good call, because that lady that was the screamer...
She was kind of a letdown,
was
wasn't
a real,
she?
And if you can duplicate the...
I can do it.
It was Sister Mary Elephant.
Sister Mary Elephant.
I can do it.
All right, let's hear it. Go
Are you
ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right, baby.
Class.
She didn't say quiet.
No, no, no.
She said, shut up.
It went class.
Shut up. Oh, but I thought you guys would like me to do quiet. I can do shut up.
Okay, do it like Cheech and Chong did.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. All right, here we go. What was
Don't we have that, too?
We have
it somewhere.
I'm ready. All right. Class.
Okay, here we go.
Shut up!
It's not as good as Sister Mary Elephant.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you, though.
But I've practiced over the years, you know. All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
She was much more annoying than she was funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that she's... I have to be honest.
Hello.
I have to be totally honest.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, man. I can do that Cheech and Chong impression, man.
It's another person that didn't like her too much.
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
Got some good weed, man.
Oh, you doing Cheech and Chong? Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Okay, thank you. Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Wish machine and apple pies.
All right, hold on. I got the Cheech and Chong.
What was that
right?
About
Wish
apple
machine
pie?
And apple pie.
No, it's chocolate pie if you're talking about the Wish machine. I mean,
nobody gets
getting,
it right.
It's getting frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I got the Cheech and Chong record, though.
With the Sister Mary Elephant.
I love this. Yeah. I love this album so much when I was a kid. I used to play this album every day.
Good morning, class.
This is perfect. There she is. There, that's it.
That's a classic.
Is that so
that's
hard? Her. That's what we were looking for. Robbie, give me the number of that lady back in Ireland.
Yeah.
I want to call her back and play her what a real screamer sounds like.
Absolutely.
Hold on. I got it right here.
Oh, here it is.
Got it right here. Thank you for crying out loud.
We're going to call Annalisa from Northern Ireland, from Glasgow, Northern Ireland, which I thought there was only one Glasgow. I thought it was in Scotland.
You live and learn.
God, me too. It's frustrating.
Hey, would you adjust the lights, please, Robbie, from when I threw that Family Feud box?
In Glasgow.
Okay. And how'd you pronounce her name again? Annalisa.
Annalisa.
Hey, Annalisa, it's Don and Mike, the disc jockeys again.
Hello?
What is it?
Is this Annalisa?
It is.
Hi, remember us with the disc jockeys who called you a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Hi.
Well, what's the matter? You don't sound.
No, sorry. I'm just in the middle of doing something.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're all right. You're okay.
Okay, listen. You're on the radio again. We won't keep you long. I just want to play something for you.
This is a screaming lady. Listen to this.
This is what a scream should really sound like, Annalisa.
Good morning, class.
This is Sister Mary Elephant.
Good morning, class.
Pretty good, huh?
See, that's a scream, baby.
Pardon?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Another friend made.
Another friend made.
If we called her a third time, she'd really hate us. You can tell by the tone. What happened to that lovely...
We can just call,
are we just going to call and ask her if she likes us?
No, I think we'll play it a Letterman tape.
Okay.
Or maybe we should ask if she's mad at us.
Yeah, because I think she is a little bit.
I detected that at the beginning of the call.
Yeah, and the first call was very pleasant, and then the second call, she was not at all pleasant. And it didn't end well the last time, no.
Never does, Mike. Okay, there you go. Little message from Dick Van Patten.
Hi, Dick Van Patten here.
Hey, what do you think about that, huh?
Had a great time here in Northern Ireland.
How do you think about that?
I love this.
All right, one more time. I know we have to bring one more time.
Good morning, class.
I'm finally having a good time today.
Good morning, class. Class.
Yeah. No, that's good.
That is quality.
That's a screamer.
True quality right there.
That's a screamer.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Bill O'Reilly.
What say you? Well, you just said cool. We don't say cool or awesome on a show. But come on, I'm giving you
far out.
What?
Nuts.
I was going to say sluts.
You see what I'm talking about here? All it is BS.
The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
It's time to leave the beach, shut off the grill, and go directly to the huge buy one, get one free blowout at Verizon Wireless. Right now, when you buy one phone, you'll get the second one free. There are 5 incredible deals, 5 amazing phones to choose from. With buy one, get one free deals from $9.99 to $99.99, the savings are too big to miss. Like the Samsung A650 color flip phone, originally $79.99, now just $29.99 after mail-in rebate. You buy one, you get one free after mail-in and instant rebates. Each phone with a new 2-year agreement. From color to camera to flip, all the coolest phones, all buy one, get one free, all on America's most reliable wireless network. So don't blow it. Get to the buy one, get one free blowout now. Hurry into Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to new customer agreement and calling plan. $15 activation fee, $175 early cancellation fee. Other charges apply while supplies last.
Oh, hello again. It's me, your mind. I know what you're thinking. Well, of course, you know I know what you're thinking on your mind. You're thinking I'm going to ditch you at some point this afternoon. Kind of like when I let you disconnect your boss's conference call the other day. Oops. But the Dunkin' Donuts mocha swirl iced latte will change all that. Seriously. Anytime I start getting away from you, all you got to do is take a couple of sips of that invigorating real espresso and milk over ice, and I am all yours again. Oh, come on, let's face it. Most days, iced latte is about the only thing refreshing enough to keep me focused, right? And all that delicious whipped cream and sweet mocha drizzle? Well, how can't we think about that all day? I mean, I'm thinking of it now. But I guess you already knew that, didn't you?
Keep your mind from wandering with the drink that brings you back. Delicious, refreshing Dunkin' Donuts iced latte. Available in original caramel swirl and mocha swirl.
Try Dunkin' Donuts' delicious, authentic iced latte. Save up to 50% on Six Flags Great America admission with discount coupons available at participating Dunkin' Donuts. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. See store for details.
Hey friends, Michelob Light is giving us a minute to reflect on rising to the occasion. Here's Marcus.
Yeah, I'm throwing this banging pool party tomorrow night, but I know this dude is going to show up in a thong swimsuit.
Okay, well, guests are never cool with a man running around in a banana hammock.
It's going to be a problem.
Of course, a naked backside on patio furniture always is.
I know, man. What can I do?
Okay, let me think about this. Okay, when guests arrive, you say, "Welcome to my home. Here's a Michelob Light. And one of my hairy friends is running around here somewhere in small bikini trunks."
Yeah.
Although don't say it's a friend, say it's like a stranger, a party crasher.
Then it's in the open and no one cares.
Yeah, and you're rising to the occasion. It's how you make the most of the moment. Michelob Light. Rise to the occasion.
Michelob Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm sitting on the shores of Mazatlan with Will Ferrell.
It's so damn hot.
It is sizzling, just like your movie, Anchorman.
Oh.
Yeah, Will, you're getting a little red.
Oh, it's a deep burn.
Let me put some lotion on that.
It hurts like a bitchy bitch.
You know my remedy for that painful summer burn. Go see Anchorman.